I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Rip cord in a hot bitch. Beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
Is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
A name familiar to those listening to this show, George Flicklinger.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Remember the TV weatherman who first made headlines on the show? This is almost a year ago.
Nipple Flicker.
Yeah, Nipple Flicker.
Oh, yeah.
He refused to apologize for airing tornado warnings during the playoffs, and this is why we first had him on the show. This is what he said here. This is George Flicklinger.
Take a moment today and talk to you about severe weather. This weekend during Game 7 of the NBA semifinals here on ABC 13, we had a tornado warning in our area. Now, it's our commitment to you that when we do have a tornado warning, that we go on the air and stay on until it is over and you are safe. This weekend, per our severe weather policy, we broke into programming with the tornado warning and allowed you to continue watching Game 7 on a split screen. But apparently, that upset some of you.
And I'd just like to say, I thank you for absolutely ruining Game 7 of Denver versus Portland, because you have to show a tornado warning for over a half an hour.
We get it. This tornado, it's been on the TV for over 20 minutes, and I'm trying to watch the last 3 minutes. Not on the BS split screen. This is BS. You guys are terrible at your job.
Tonight, we are not going to apologize for what we did. If you're watching us from Bedford, for example, you're just as important to us as someone watching us from Danville or Lynchburg. Whenever there is a tornado warning, lives are at risk. This is Franklin County in April after an EF3 tornado tore through. And this is in Elon.
So that's him, you know, on about why they did that. And this is how it played out on our show here, in case you missed it.
George Flicklinger.
Apparently I was sick.
Yeah, you were.
Calls to explain why his station aired tornado warnings during a playoff game. Take a listen.
Thank you for ruining Game 7, because you have to show tornado warning.
We are not going to apologize for what we did. Whenever there is a tornado warning, lives are at risk.
This guy can't catch break. There's an emergency. It's on during some playoff.
People's lives are at risk. Fire tornadoes are headed towards Lynchburg, and it's Super Bowl night.
I'm George Flicklinger. Listen, fire tornadoes and demons are coming towards Lynchburg right now.
I don't know who this idiot is on the TV right now.
George Flicklinger.
I think his name is George Nipple Flicker. He's terrible, and we're trying to watch the game, but he's talking about fire tornadoes.
I'm George Flicklinger, and I will not apologize for saving lives.
Fire that George Nipple Flicker.
I am a weatherman, and I'm saving lives.
He takes his job too serious. Put the game back on.
He'd be so nervous if Nipple Flicker was coming on the air.
Because he'd be like, oh, what is it?
See, don't you feel like he's breaking in for everything?
Too much.
Like,
so he's back in the news today.
Of course he is.
You guys, this is so crazy. So there's this horrible story out of Virginia. This family faced with a double tragedy. Their house burnt down, and a family member died in a fatal car crash in the same night.
Oh, my God.
Mary is the woman. She lived in this home for 40 years, raised her 5 kids in it. It was destroyed by a fire. She and her granddaughter were inside the home when it caught fire. Luckily, they got out. But just 20 minutes up the road that same night, her sister was killed in a car crash, hit by the driver of a pickup truck. So what does Nipple Flinger do?
What?
He shows up at the house.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
What did he do?
To give her an umbrella.
He gave her an umbrella.
Somebody's about to get an ABC 13 umbrella.
Oh, my God.
No.
For real? Tough time recently. So we're going to go meet Mary.
Give her
the fire
an umbrella.
Broke out at Mary's home on Mill Road in Clover Monday night and destroyed almost everything she held dear.
Well, see my home burning up, and then finally that night my sister passed away on her way to my house.
Oh my God.
Her daughter reached out to ABC 13 about her extraordinary loss, and today Chief Meteorologist George Flickinger set out to brighten up her day.
We have an umbrella, and I've never actually signed one of these before.
Is this a joke?
No.
You have your own ABC 13 umbrella.
Who cares?
Oh, my God.
You, bringing you sunshine on a rainy day.
Oh,
George and I
God.
Got to talk with Mary and three of her daughters about just how tough God. Things have been for their family.
Can we get this guy on the phone?
Hey, Nipple Flicker! Yeah, what the hell?
What
are you thinking?
Want to talk to him.
What's wrong with you? Yeah, we don't want to give him any more
takes,
attention.
He takes weather serious. He thinks that the ABC 13 umbrella has enough power in it to just make you forget about losing your home and family and everyone.
Do you know how many umbrellas I have in a closet somewhere?
Do you know how long an umbrella lasts for? 13 seconds. Every umbrella I've ever had like just breaks.
This makes a year's supply of sausage look fantastic.
I was going to say.
We gave away people who weren't suffering from tragedy,
no,
though.
You know.
He said he was going to sign it.
Yeah, he did. He's never signed one before. He was going to sign it for her.
Get over himself, huh?
Yeah, that guy's a little...
Oh, my God. Nipple Flicker loves himself.
Well, he's really out of his mind.
I think he was like, I'm going to sign this now. It's really worth something. Me and Dave spent a whole weekend signing stuff, and we were like, listen... People were like, I'm going to sell this on eBay. I'm like, you're never going to get anything for this.
No, it'll cost you money to ship it.
You're going to lose your ass.
This is worth nothing.
Yeah.
So insensitive.
It just blew me away.
Tacky.
Dude, that's like, the craziest thing. I can't believe they let him do it.
Your house burnt down. Your sister was killed in a car crash.
Yeah.
I think this guy ABC calls a lot 13. Of shots there.
What a...
I wonder if
I
it's...
I think you're right, dude. He's like some kind of powerful meteorologist.
Yeah. Don't they say, like, a lot of times the weatherman is the person that is, like the most?
Right.
Yeah.
They rate highest in the TV Q score. Like, right. People relate to them and like them the most.
So that you know they love me.
This has to bring his score down.
Oh, you would think, right? I mean, just listen to it again, because he thinks this is, like, the greatest thing.
He does.
Somebody's about to get an ABC 13 umbrella who's been through a tough time recently. So we're going to go meet Mary.
The fire broke out at Mary's home on Mill Road in Clover Monday night and destroyed almost everything she held dear.
Well, see my home burning up, and then
he made her hold the umbrella open right here.
He made her hold it.
Did he even hold it for her?
No, it's a beautiful sunny day, and she's holding an umbrella.
It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen.
Wait till see how she reacts.
About her extraordinary loss, and today Chief Meteorologist George Flickinger set out to brighten up her day.
We have an umbrella, and I've never actually signed one of these before. You have your own ABC 13 umbrella.
Okay. She's supposed to cry about this?
Okay.
She's like, okay.
Okay.
I wouldn't answer the door.
Get out of here,
umbrella up your butt. Get out of here.
Exactly.
What are you doing? I've never seen such hardcore exploitation of a tragedy.
Oh, man.
For a disgusting like news purpose, it's so weird, man.
It's super
weird. That guy's
a
tool bag.
Yeah,
he's a real tool bag.
Yeah,
that's like James. If you could, any tragedy, if you could go hand out Dave and Chuck the Freak bumper stickers,
you got it
right.
That's what I would do anyway.
Yeah, side of the road, people have been in accidents or something.
Oh, maybe sorry, you have an infectious disease and you're dying. Here's a sticker.
You know what?
Listening.
We don't sign those many times.
No.
But here you go.
But we'll sign them for you.
We'll sign them for you.
We should all take a dump in a bag and give it to him live on camera.
Here's a Dave and Chuck the Freak bobblehead. Sorry about your loss.
We signed it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What an out of touch guy.
What a scumbag, really.
That is unlike anything I've seen on local television.
Man. Yeah, this umbrella's going to change your life.
You know, like most of the time they show up and they're like, we got you a new mobile home.
Right. Or we started a GoFundMe and raised $50,000, you know, towards the purchase of a new umbrella.
Her an umbrella.
I thought more was coming when I first watched it. I'm like, oh, more's coming. Like, it's an umbrella, but inside the umbrella, it's going to rain cash on her or something. Yeah. You know?
It's an upgrade from a t-shirt.
Dude, this thing went crazy on Reddit, too.
You have to go on his Twitter, too, to see how he's defending.
Oh, is he defending himself?
Oh, my God.
Let's go on here.
Someone made a good point that his signature would probably wash off in the rain anyway.
Of course it would.
Yeah. He expects you
to just put it up on the wall, you know?
This guy. He's verified.
Okay, go down.
Yeah, yeah.
It's from 10 hours ago, so
okay.
An hour ago. There. Now, somebody wrote a tweet.
You probably should have led with that. Otherwise, the umbrella. This woman lost everything, so we gave her an umbrella. Bottom line, this family gained some happiness from the new umbrella after awful losses. Her family chuckled that she liked the old one so much that she didn't use it. She didn't want to ruin it.
Nobody cares about the umbrella, Flickinger. You didn't change
it. He's defending it in all of his tweets.
He sucks.
She'd love the autograph.
I bet he's just such a butthole.
I'm just a local weather guy, but this woman is a loyal watcher who suffered unthinkable losses. She loved the autograph. It's not my job to judge what brings value to others.
Oh, my God.
Someone said, you're honestly going to act like this wasn't absolutely absurd? You signed it like Michael Jordan tossing a basketball to a lucky kid. You're the weather guy, and her sister died.
Thank you. Thank you, Mac26.
Mac26. I love it.
But he defends it.
Yeah, he's like, he thinks he's right. He's that. What is that?
Oh, my God. The exact Lisa quote.
Yeah. What a douchebag. All for a little publicity. She should have shoved that umbrella up your ass.
Yep. A Lisa quote.
Yeah.
They asked me to bring them an umbrella.
He's every tweet he's answering.
Well, maybe the family did. I mean, maybe the family did. But you know what you don't just do is bring an umbrella.
You show up, bring an umbrella. Let's just say you even do just bring an umbrella. You don't milk it for great press for the TV station.
Maybe
you
give something
on your
else.
Own time and That's meet right. the lady, apologize for her loss, and give her an umbrella.
Right. Bring a party sub, too, you know? Bring some food.
Anything. Yep. You could have brought something else other than just the umbrella with your signature.
Crock pot full of chili.
Yep, I would have taken it.
This guy, bro, what the F were you thinking giving that old lady who lost her house a signed umbrella? Kids out here getting $300,000 GoFundMe accounts for being called names. You pull it up with an umbrella? Bro, no.
Bro,
no.
Bro, no.
And he's got such an ego on him, he can't let it
go. He can't let it go. Can't. He's responding to every single one.
He's having a meltdown, this Flickinger.
LOL, bro. No. No.
LOL, bro. No.
Someone said, hey, George, did they ask you to show up with a film crew? Just take the loss, George.
Yeah. That's it. George. He was like, listen, we got a great tragedy. We're going to
milk it for everybody.
We'll look at with it.
Oh, my last name isn't Nibble Flicker.
Aren't they all like just draped all over him? Yeah, that's like an official. I feel like he calls the shots at that place.
Is he in Virginia? That's where he's at. Yeah.
Is he the station manager somehow?
No.
Is that how that works?
Voted best TV weathercaster in Virginia.
Huh.
How many could they have?
I was going to say seriously. What Virginia's got like.
Out of three, I was voted best.
I bet one TV station covers 3/4 of Virginia.
Oh, he does only have 6,500 followers.
Yeah.
I've been voted the best Andy in all of Detroit.
He's also, and Dave, one of the telltale signs, he's also following 5,680 people.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I just can't believe it. You don't capitalize on other people's strategy.
What a classless move.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is. It's just no class.
No class. And you're right. You get her a $300,000 GoFundMe. You're the news. Yes. You're the biggest weatherman in all
the world. If the family asks for you to get her an umbrella, one, if you can't do anything else, you get her in the umbrella, but you don't take the news. Two, you do your best to get her something.
Yeah.
You have tons of advertisers that would have stepped up and happily contributed to this woman to give her a little bit of something extra.
Yeah. This guy's nuts. I guess that, you know, at least he's going to always be in Virginia.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I don't see him getting out.
No.
That's his punishment for being Flickinger.
he will never get out of
Roanoke.
All right. In other news this morning, there is a guy who was arrested at Mardi Gras in New Orleans after he punched another guy and sent him to the hospital for asking a woman to flash her tits for beads.
Does he not know how stuff works?
That's how it goes there.
It does. But this guy, former police chief, was involved. Take a listen to this report from WWL-TV.
One man hospitalized with a brain injury. His alleged attacker arrested for second-degree battery. And former state police superintendent Mike Edmondson in the middle of it all. And according to the NOPD, this is what happened when two different groups of friends encountered each other Monday.
It was here in the 500 block of Bourbon Street that the confrontation between Edmondson's group and another group started. It began with the classic offer of a beads for flesh exchange, in which one member of the other group took offense and started an argument. The dispute continued for three blocks here to 800 Bourbon, where one member of Edmondson's group was sent sprawling to the pavement with what was described as a vicious punch. Edmondson jumped in to try to break up the fight, and that's when he was hit.
Reached by phone today, Edmondson said he just wanted to keep a bad situation from getting worse when he was punched and scratched, leaving a cut next to his eye. Edmondson said the other victim, Stuart Yose of Texas, has just been released from the hospital.
Robert Harris Jr., the accused attacker, was stopped here at the 1,000 block of
Bourbon. His style is nuts.
Police he's popping out of corners.
Yeah. He's I think he's half in the bag. He sounds drunk.
Second degree battery.
He's got Punsons for the first exchange.
And then posting bail, but is due back in court next week. Now, Harris is being summoned back to court by the district attorney's office on a motion to increase his bail. We tried to call Harris or his attorney, but we were not able to contact him, Sharice.
Jeez. He's like, give me a gun around the corner.
Yeah. This is another shop thing I go.
Another hurricane.
Okay, so I wanted to start. I'm going to jump off that awning.
I feel like there's maybe a news producer who's like, okay, listen, whatever this guy's name is. Yeah. They're like, go around the corner and, you know, we'll count to three. And then we want you to walk out, start the story. And then they're like, one, two, three. And they're like, where is he? And then they go around the corner. He's in a bar.
You know, I thought you wanted me to be like Batman.
No, we want you to get out of the bar. Come on.
But it's Mardi Gras.
I know. So stuff goes down there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it is for sure. But would you be offended if someone, we were with a lady and they were like, hey, show us your dude.
If you're at Mardi Gras.
That's like what you get asked, right?
Right. I would not be offended. If someone asked my woman for, you
just
go,
no.
Right. If they were aggressive with her after that and then were like, no, show us the,
There's always a chance someone pushes it to.
If someone wants to see my lady's tatas, that's a good sign. That's nice.
I know, but if you're like aggressive about
aggressive's different.
You know, I can understand you aggressive. Punching someone in the face.
Yeah.
But that's what happens down there, right?
Yep.
Right.
Yeah. No, absolutely.
I definitely would not go there, like with a girl.
Yeah. It's a odd thing.
You know, like it's like, come on, let's go.
Mardi Gras still on my bucket list, though. Ever since we were supposed to do it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It is. I want to do Mardi Gras.
What are you, 20?
No, but listen, it's not like I'm going to be wasted down the street.
If you do Mardi Gras, I'll guide you to do Mardi Gras the right way.
Fine, perfect. That's what I want to do. I don't want to do it like a teenager.
No, you can do it the right way.
I just want to be down there to experience it.
Yeah, you can get, you know, I'll give you tips.
All right, Lise.
My buddy's up on a balcony. He's been down there a couple of times for Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Yeah, he likes it.
Well, it seems like he would probably fit.
Yeah. He excels.
Yeah, the locals just take off. They can't stand it.
Yeah, I bet it would be annoying.
Yeah.
It's like anything. When the big cruise happens here, people
leave. Yeah, exactly.
You escape when stuff's happening in your area. Mm-hmm. You've probably experienced it once and we're like, okay.
I've never been to New Orleans, but I feel like if I were to go, I'd want to go not during Mardi Gras.
That would probably be wise.
You know? Like, I wouldn't want to go recommend there during that. Mardi Gras. I'd go there during just some regular other time.
Right. And those are the two times I've been there. Mm-hmm. Haven't been during Mardi Gras. But it's one of those things I just want to experience it. See what it's all about.
I bet it's a crap
wild
show.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, my God.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
no, if you really want the Mardi Gras experience, Dave, I'll flash you.
All right. Yeah, exactly.
I got some beads.
Beads.
Chuck already has some beads there, so.
Score.
Perfect.
Yeah.
We'll set that up later.
James knows how to be erotic.
Oh, my God.
Erotic. Sure. Erotic is his middle name.
I'd be voted most erotic at Mardi Gras.
Honestly, I wish his middle name was erotic.
It should be James Erotic Campbell.
James Erotic Campbell. Can we get that petition signed to change his middle name to erotic? Voice-changing technology, anonymous with us. You actually witnessed this incident go down in New Orleans?
That is correct. I watched it go down on Monday about 5 o'clock on Bourbon Street.
So what? Can you take us through? Was it accurate in their description of what happened?
I didn't see where they actually asked the female to show, you know, the flush parts, but it was crazy. you know, millions and millions of people down there. Lots of flesh. Lots of tatas being showed.
Yeah.
The police present, when they started the argument and the fight, they cleared it up pretty quickly.
Well, yeah. They're going to do that. I'm sure they're used to cleaning up skirmishes as fast as possible.
Right. Before it gets out of control.
Yeah.
And more people get involved.
You can't be up at who knows when, 8 o'clock, drinking 151, and now it's 5 o'clock at night.
There's no fights.
You know, I mean.
And have it together.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
Someone said James will flash for anal beads.
I'll flash your anal beads. I'll flash in my beehole.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's James E. Campbell. James Erotic Campbell.
Show us your beehole.
James E. Campbell.
Show me those anal beads first.
That's J.E.C.
I think I'd rather him change his. Make his first name Erotic.
Erotic James Campbell.
Call me Mr. Erotic.
You know?
Erotic James Campbell.
By his middle name, James.
E-J-C.
His first name is Erotic.
His first name is Erotic.
My friends call me the master of eroticism.
That's what we do.
Someone said my parents went down to Bourbon Street a couple years ago. They have video of people pooping and barfing in the streets.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way it is. That's why if you're, you know, live there, you just like, get out.
Walked with my parents down Bourbon Street before. It was wild.
Yeah.
Oh my God. It was awkward. I was very uncomfortable. I was like, this is New Orleans. Where's the sex show?
This live sex show.
It seems like
Lisa. Oh,
what are they doing?
I want you to move away. Get out of here.
Lisa's mom freaking out.
Oh, my goodness. That is funny. Someone said someone threw beads at my wife at Mardi Gras and yelled,
"These are to keep your top on."
Oh,
that's so sad. That's mean.
Oh my God.
You hate to see it.
You'd hate to hear it.
You would.
You'd be like, me.
It'd be wild to go down there with someone who you thought was like conservative and like they would never dream of it. And then like all
flashing everyone.
Hundreds of guys.
Yeah. Right. It would be like us going with Lisa on that trip we were supposed to go on. And then she's on Marty. She's down on Bourbon Street flashing everybody. Like,
that's not Lisa Way. Who the hell is that?
It would just have blown our mind back then.
Yep.
Yeah. I think I got set when we were supposed to take listeners there. Years and years ago, I think I got it in my mind, like, oh, this is going to be awesome. I get to experience it. And I've wanted to do it since then, even though they were going to put us up in that mold-infested hotel.
After you guys
Katrina.
Were going to go to the one that had been underwater hotel.
Yep.
Half of it.
Yeah.
The other half was
help
okay.
Help a listener get laid.
That's
true. We ended up changing it up. We did not go.
Yeah.
They went without us.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
What is on your sexual bucket list?
So much.
What have you not done that you would like to? Before I tell you what people are saying around the country, I figured I'd give you a shot to chime in, too. What's on your sex bucket list? 1-855-954-6969 if you want to join the conversation. Toll free again. It's 1-855-954-6969. You can text us at 46969.
Just normal missionary. Just one more normal missionary. Go at it.
Here's what people... one more missionary. Go at it.
Yep.
That's so sad, Chuck.
Yep.
If that's the only thing on your bucket list, just one more time doing missionary?
Yeah, that'd be great. Anytime.
That's incredibly disappointing.
Uh-huh. Can work from there.
People have spicier answers than Chuck.
Yeah. Sure.
Group sex is near the top. Not just like... a threesome.
No, group sex.
Like a crazy porn fantasy by going to a sex party or sex club and having sex with a lot of people at the same time.
That's
a lot of dudes fantasy.
Yeah, I don't have. I that's not for me.
Even
I'm not that guy
back
at all.
Back in the day when you could screw?
Nah, it's not.
Never
it's
appealed
not,
to you?
It's not my thing.
It was never my thing either.
Yeah, I'm a one-on-one kind of person.
That's the way I am too.
You know,
just...
give me one.
I try. I don't. I'm not a slut. That's the thing, you know? Like, you're kind of a slut. Even a guy, you're kind of a slut.
You're a male slut if you want to have group sex.
But to each his own.
Right. Another one is be with someone who's mean to you.
Oh, well, check.
Put that down.
I think most guys have had
bucket
that.
List. Yeah.
Complete. Check that off.
But I mean that you're into it. I guess that's the difference.
That's it, right? Oh,
okay. Be with someone who's mean to you and you enjoy that.
Sure. Right.
That's the big difference here, I guess, on your sex bucket list.
I think that's why it's a bucket list thing, is that you don't know how bad it is until you're in it. And then it's like, oh, okay, well, I don't need that again.
Right.
Check it off and be done with it.
Get that out of there.
It'd be like, Dave, if you know, you tried to get Amber to be mean to you. She would be
so unbelievable. Right? If she was trying to be mean, she can't.
Yeah.
She doesn't have it in her.
Right.
Yeah.
You're horrible. I mean,
that's all you really wanted. You were just like, please, just be mean
totally
to me.
Totally rude to me.
Yeah.
Slap me.
Wouldn't have worked.
No, there's no way. This guy's got to sell it.
Yeah.
Someone said, I'm a girl on my sex bucket list, gangbang.
Well.
Gangbang.
Yep.
Banging the whole gang.
Well, that's what I mean. So, but if you're a girl and you want a gangbang, I'm looking at it a certain way. If you're a guy and you want a gangbang, I'm looking at it a certain way.
In the same way.
Mm-hmm.
You're all whores.
Yeah.
This one.
Banging the whole gang.
The good old Neapolitan.
Gang. Oh.
A blonde, a brunette, and a redhead. So not just a threesome. They all have to be...
The Neapolitan.
Yeah. I do like those porns when they have, like, different...
Yeah.
You know, different flavors.
Yeah, I like all those flavors.
I want to poop on a naked lady.
Oh, well.
Something that...
Check that down.
Yeah. That's on that guy's bucket list. Mm-hmm. That is something that would never... Poop is not on my bucket list.
Not on mine.
Never will be. Never
well,
has
you know
been.
What, though? A lot of times things on a bucket list are like just exaggerations of something. Like, you'd never do it in any kind of normal.
To me, a bucket list is things you would love to make happen.
Yeah. Kind of fantasy. It's...
I feel like some people have them like, oh, I'm going to jump out of an airplane. Or like they have experiences that are like, you know, because you want to do them before you die. And sometimes it's not about, like, I know I'm going to enjoy myself. It's about, I need to experience that. And maybe pooping on someone is like that.
Maybe.
Tom is with us. Tom, we want to know, what's on your sexual bucket list?
Ripcord. On my sexual bucket list would be a weesome, a midget threesome.
Ooh.
I've never heard the term weesome before now.
No, I haven't either.
But that's a threesome with two midgets,
mm-hmm.
or two tiny people,
mm-hmm.
if you will. Right?
Yep, midget with two midgets.
Tiny people. So have you ever been with a smaller person?
Actually, when I was in high school, I did end up dating a girl that was 4'8", but she was not proportioned midget-wise.
So. Oh, okay, yeah.
Tiny person.
Yeah, just smaller.
Yes. Small. Thank you, sir, for calling in.
How many times you tried to correct him?
He still went with the M-word, yeah.
No.
I think they do not, even though I'm not a fan, I believe they do not enjoy that.
No, I don't think so.
No, I don't think so.
Trying to set it straight. That is surprisingly a thing. A big thing, getting with a tiny person.
Wow.
Is it because it makes it look so big?
I would think so. Maybe. I would think so.
I don't know. It's a bad scene.
It's, the look is off.
She's got the look. She's got the look.
No, she doesn't.
You know. There's that real famous porn girl.
Bridget the...
Yeah, yes.
Tiny lady.
Know it. Yep.
Doesn't rhyme as well, Bridget the tiny lady.
No.
This one, I'm a dude. My bucket list, I want to be manhandled by a taller woman. Like an Amazon. It's almost the reverse of the other one.
Yeah. Mm.
He wants a gigantic lady.
That's the least of my wants.
Yeah, I don't want that either.
I'm 6'5", so you find a woman bigger than me, she's in the Guinness Book of World Records.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's a basketball player for sure.
But that doesn't appeal to me.
Yeah, no.
Like, I don't want to be manhandled by a lady.
You're just like,
Dave gets tossed around like a basketball.
Yeah, exactly. WNBA.
Used to that.
Nothing about that. Slam dunk.
I want a real big girl to have her way with Dave.
You're an a-hole.
Seven-footer.
Yeah.
What's the tallest chick ever?
That's a good question.
Oh, it's probably not a good sight.
No, I guarantee it's not.
Tallest woman in the world. Let's look her up here. 7'8", Yao Defen.
Mm. Yeah, what do you think? Getting a load of her.
I'm going to hard pass on Yao Defen. That is...
That is a homemade crutch if I've ever seen one.
Whoa. I mean, I feel that's a dude. But
the chick grows a better mustache than Dave during Movember.
I'm sure she would. Oh, this one I've seen before.
Yeah, I've seen
it. Oh, yeah. She's still around?
No, she died in 2008. She did die. But I've seen her at like the Guinness places.
Yeah, like, and she did the circuit on all those TV shows.
Yes, the tallest woman. Oh, my God, she's enormous.
She's got like legit gigantism or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that is not sexy to me at all.
No.
Sorry. What about you? What's on your sex bucket list that you haven't been able to make happen yet? 1-855-954-6969. That's the toll-free number. This guy said, I'm a straight guy. I'll never tell anyone. But I want to be fisted by a tranny.
Fisted.
That is unbelievably extreme.
Yeah, maybe.
Right?
It's crazy to go.
There's
like,
having someone explore your rear.
Because you're not.
But having that.
You're not exactly
go inside
straight.
Of you.
You're not exactly straight.
If you want a fist in there.
But the fist. But whose fist? That's the thing, you know. Like, it's got to be a tranny. So you're not exactly.
Not exactly.
Fully
straight.
Right.
He's just into transsexual puppet play.
Yeah.
So you can be anonymous when you call in. You can ask for voice-changing technology. Tammy's up next. Tammy, what's on your sex bucket list?
My sex bucket list. Hey, guys, I love you.
Oh, thank you so
Tammy.
Much.
I love you. I'm from Michigan. I want to have sex in a fast food restaurant in the ball.
In the ball pit?
Yep.
So, Tammy,
get railed.
Hold on. So you want to go in like the ball pit play area of a fast food restaurant and have sex there?
Yes, I do. I want to jump in and have wild, mad, passionate sex.
Yeah, yeah.
After eating there or no?
Sure. You said what?
After eating there or no?
No, not after. I don't do fast food. I'm vegetarian.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But she's gonna just. He wants to be in the ball pit and get, like, are you thinking like in the balls or like up against the side of the ball cage?
She wants to be covered in balls.
No, I want to be inside.
Yeah, in the balls. Mm-hmm. In the balls.
Balls on her face.
And this is with your current lover or with who?
Any.
It would be with a current lover.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you with someone now?
No, I just kind of have a friend with benefits.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good setup.
So you
can get
it. Take him in there.
Yeah, take him in there. Today's my birthday. I wish I could do it on my birthday.
Oh, wow. I wish we could make that dream come true.
Don't celebrate at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, no, we can't. We cannot make that happen.
It is frowned upon, so unfortunately we cannot do that for you, Tammy.
We could maybe have Ken set up some kind of ball pit.
Yeah,
that's it.
Something.
Ken can get a ball pit.
You guys are awesome.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
We know you do.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Tammy.
And Lisa, I love your voice.
Oh, thank you.
Sure you do. Yes, Tammy, all the best.
Thank you.
Okay, all right, see you, Tammy.
Take care now.
Full surprises.
Yeah. Yep. Bye-bye.
I'm telling you, I think we should have Ken start to construct a ball pit.
Okay, see you, Tammy.
See you, Tammy.
Bye.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Okay. All the best, Tammy.
Ken's got to go over with go to a Tammy's house with a ball pit now.
I love it.
She had such unexpected answers. It's like, you gonna eat that food before you get in the ball pit? She's, no, I'm a vegetarian. You got to love her right now. I'm friends with benefits. A lot of curveballs.
I don't know. I think Ken constructs 2x4 by...
Ken can make a ball pit in no time.
Oh, yeah, I know.
He can make a
sexual ball pit?
He's gotta, Tammy's fantasy
he's
ball pit.
He's going to hang around while Tammy has sex.
Yeah, exactly.
We'd have to make him.
Hold a microphone up to it.
Jesus, Tammy, wrap it up!
Well, I did what you asked. Tammy had quite an amazing evening.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy.
And she loves us.
Oh, man. She's had unexpected answers, like nothing I... Tammy. Thanks for listening, Tammy.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's move on then.
I love calls like that.
Yeah, me too. That's good. Yeah. Catch you by surprise. Gordon from Rhode Island. Hi, Gordon. How are you, man?
Not bad.
Yes. What's on your sex bucket list?
Want to do a chick with a tail.
Chick with a tail.
Okay.
Chick with a tail.
What turns you on about a chick with a tail?
I'm willing to try anything once.
Yeah.
Okay, but that's something that really fires you up.
Just once.
Just once. Okay. Like, are we talking like a little nubbin or a full on?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, just a nub.
Just a nubbin.
Just a little nub on the butt.
Thanks, one Gordon. That moves. Kind that move.
You want a wagon one?
If you're going to do one, you might as well have one of them wagon ones.
Do it. Do it right.
Yep.
Whew.
They're very...
There are things in the world that I'd never want to try. But then everyone's bucket list is their
own.
This
is what I'm saying. I mean, I don't think that guy, he's not like he's into tails, but he's just like, you know what? Before I go, before I die... If we only get to do this once, I should probably bang somebody with a tail.
Sanders from Brockton, what's up, dude?
Yeah. Like, my sexual fantasy is I want to have a bunch of girls run a train on me.
Oh, wow.
You just like one after the other, just getting railed, huh?
So you're the train and a bunch of different passengers hop on and off.
Exactly.
How many?
Like, I'm not having the girls bang me. I'm just banging a bunch of girls.
Okay, thank God. Because we were really concerned.
That's what I thought.
Okay, all right. So you just want them to hop aboard.
Exactly.
Okay.
Ride the pony, basically.
Like Hugh Hefner style, like the way he would do it in like the 70s or whatever. Yeah. Where it's just like literally Express. A line of chicks.
Exactly.
Cool. All right, dude. Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, that's a cool one.
That'd be hard to make happen. I think the ball pit one would be easier than that, but my sex bucket list is riding on a bike down the highway, naked, with a lady riding me spider.
Yeah, like their legs are over top of your legs.
Remember, it just brought back the image. Remember the naked lady we saw on a bicycle?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Several months ago.
Mm-hmm.
Devastating. Devastating. It was in Kalamazoo, Michigan, I think.
Yeah.
It was in Jackson.
Jackson, Michigan.
Yes, you're right.
Let's see if we shouldn't talk about her. She'll start get mad at us.
She's
upset.
She got fired up. Dustin, what's on your sex bucket list?
Lisa Cheese
Tray. Lisa Cheese Tray.
I want to do the Houdini surprise. Me and all my buddies, we've always wanted to do it, but we have to find somebody to do it with. It's where... you're doing a girl from behind, and you have a buddy that is within the same girth as you are. Now, however you want to find that out, that's totally up to you. But she's in the closet, and you put her up against a window, and you pull out. She comes out of the closet, and then he starts doing her, and you go out, and you wave to her through the window. Houdini surprise.
Oh, the Houdini surprise.
So she thinks it's still you, still but, you you're
but then
outside.
You're somehow outside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The old switcheroo.
Ah, that's a that's called
illegal.
Rape in
it's
most
called illegal.
Books.
Yeah, that's
it's
very
illegal.
Illegal.
Don't try and make that happen. Someone said twins or mother-daughter is on my sex bucket list. Actually, my in-laws, my wife's whole family is too damn hot to handle. Oh, you are in a bad situation.
Jesus,
my friend. And
so is your wife.
That is not thoughts you should be having.
It's a disturbing... Even, like, hot twins is, like, disturbing to me in a way because they're related.
Yeah, as long as... I guess if they didn't do any touching...
Of each other?
Yeah.
No, still.
But they're gonna,
no,
though.
But they're gonna. No, yeah. Stay away from all that.
They're at least gonna bump a couple of elbows.
Stay away from all that.
They always do.
He wants a fatty, a skinny, and an older lady threesome.
What? Why you do?
Why you do? Fatty, a skinny, and an older lady.
Different.
Something new and something blue.
This one said my wife would be too jealous for a threesome, so on my sex bucket list is just to watch her have sex with another woman.
Yeah.
It's all fun and games until she realizes how much better they are.
Yeah, I mean, when that chick does something with the...
Blows her mind.
they know what
unlock
it's like to
something.
Have.
Yeah.
They know what it's like to have all that gear.
Yep. Another one said, I think I'd give pegging a whirl.
Well,
with an Amazon woman. So he wants a big wants, chick.
Yeah.
He wants someone to like, totally dominate him.
Yes. Like Yao Lin or whoever that was.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well,
this guy said, I was in the military for 6 years. My bucket list fantasy to have sex with a chick in her camouflage uniform.
That's
seems like to be pretty easy
plausible,
to make
plausible, yeah.
Like that one you could get.
Yeah.
Mm, everyone loved Tammy. Tammy's got a lot of fans. Tammy's got a lot of fans.
Tammy was good.
Dave, how you doing?
Foodie douche.
Foodie douche. What's your sex bucket list? What does it contain?
I've always wanted to get kind of like a sex swing and wind it up really, really tight and anchor it down and, you know, get her in there and not letting her know. And then just go into town and let her kind of just spin out of control.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah,
spin.
That'd be hilarious.
All right, man. Again, it seems like that'd be.
Isn't that what a lot of people do with those sex swings? Like
spin?
They you know, you spin someone up and then like they go up. Oh. And then you let them go, and they just start spinning, and you're in there. Oh,
how can you
spin.
Be in there?
I don't listen.
You just hang
I've
on
never
tight
done.
Or something. I don't. It's not a fair ride. I thought
you?
It was just to suspend you so you could get in
I don't
there.
Think
good.
You can spin while you're.
Well,
in
Dave,
there.
You would know, but
whatever.
No, I thought there's some that are like anchored up and spin like a tire on a string.
I do not know. Kurt, how you doing?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I got something for you to think about.
Oh, God.
On your bucket list.
Okay. All right. Who?
Have sex after jumping out of a perfectly good airplane.
Oh, like while you're in the air still? While you're falling?
Yeah. That's on my bucket list, man. It's,
yeah.
Have you jumped out of a plane before?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you just want to take it to the next level.
Yeah, yeah. Start before you jump and then go.
Mm. All right, man.
Huh.
Good luck with that. Let us know if you make it happen.
My guy would
tell you. I think we've seen that. Haven't we?
There was a porn star that did it. He might be dead.
That's how he died?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so.
That's too much thrill. That's too much thrill for me.
Ooh, this person says, I want a college professor to stop mid-lecture, and then we get it on in front of everyone.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, you filthy animal.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys do fine.
Oh, God. Sex with a girl having a seizure.
Oh, that's disturbing.
Just for the...
The vibration.
Yeah. Yep.
Fill a jacuzzi full of dollar bills and have a threesome in it.
Why dollar bills? That's dirty.
$1 bill. They're already disgusting.
A lot of people want to try it in zero gravity.
I think space sex would be pretty cool. Zero gravity banging.
Yeah, you think so? You've thought about that?
Well, remember Kate Upton was in that zero gravity?
Yes.
How could I forget?
Yeah.
You know, it seemed cool. Mm-hmm. It seemed like it would be cool.
Yes.
Yeah, the pull and pray would be pretty hilarious.
Oh, well. Look out.
This one, I'd really want to do a girl from behind while she does the splits.
Plausible.
Plausible.
And some bucket lists would be very easy to attain.
Yeah.
Others, not so much. Okay, I can't read the last one. I cannot read the last one.
It's bad, huh?
Yeah, they're going to hell.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, they're going to hell.
No, you can't.
Jesus.
No, you cannot.
They're going to hell.
My God.
That is a bad bucket.
No, it is. It's a dirty, filthy bucket.
Well, what if her fantasy is to be banged by that guy?
Still. Cannot happen.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
You can always reach us, by the way. It's email at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com. Email at DaveandChuckTheFreak.com. So, from a guy who I should probably keep anonymous just in case.
Yeah.
He said, how's she going? Longtime listener of the show. I'm emailing you to tell you the tale of how you guys actually caused a strike at my job. When I started working there, I would stream the podcast on my phone and listen with my earbuds after lunch and almost piss myself. My fellow mechanics were wondering, what the hell's so funny?
Yeah, why are you laughing all the time?
So one day,
slap you silly.
I brought in my small stereo so the guys in the bays next to me could hear as well. After 3 days, you guys became the official afternoon entertainment on the shop speakers, which I played through my phone. Now, I live in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, so I had to up my data plan just to stream you guys, but it was worth it. The reason that I say that is because I switched to a different company, and no one else had the data to stream you. They asked for the Wi-Fi password at work and were told no. So they went on strike in the afternoon and did so every afternoon for 3 days until management set up Wi-Fi that comes on after lunch just so they can listen to you guys.
Wow.
This happened a couple of months ago, but I couldn't tell you until the last manager quit so the guys wouldn't get in trouble. I love the show. You guys brighten our day. Keep doing what you're doing. Well, to all those guys, those mechanics at that shop in Alberta, you guys are awesome. Thank you so much for listening to the show, and luckily you still have your jobs.
Yeah.
It went south.
Oh my god.
Then we would have wanted nothing to do with it.
We're not that great.
We're not worth quitting your job over. All right, so this first question, though, in an email is about a listener proposal. He said, guys, please keep me anonymous. We just had an offer of $10,000.
Yes. Do it.
For a guy to watch me and my girlfriend go at it.
Oh, well.
Here's the stipulations.
Mm-hmm.
He gets to pick our clothes, the toys, and what happens during.
Oh, wow. That's advanced.
A contract will be written up.
Mm-hmm.
It's 50% up front and 50% when it's all done.
Okay, so you get half.
Mm-hmm. In the contract, it states that he does not get to touch me or her.
But?
No camera allowed.
Uh-huh.
And there's a non-refundable down payment of the 50% up front.
Is he allowed to... I would assume he is allowed to...
Touch himself?
Yes.
Well, there's no mention of not being able to.
Well, yeah,
right.
Now, just a little background. We definitely have some debt we need to pay off.
Mm-hmm.
This would also let us go on a really nice vacation for a week.
Oh, don't do that. Just pay your debt off.
We're going to go to a hotel. I was also thinking of maybe getting a bigger guy to sit outside and watch out for us.
Mm.
In case he has some other people approaching the room, he'll be like our security.
James, can you come watch me while I rail someone?
How much you paying me?
Well, I'm going to make 10.
Yeah, you just give someone a couple hundred bucks, right?
A couple hundred bucks.
I do have a couple hundred bucks.
Yeah, of course. It's just weird to like go to one of your buddies and be like, hey, I'm doing this weird thing where I'm letting a guy watch me bang.
Yeah.
It's hot.
I'll make sure he's not touching you.
Also, I'm going to bring a weapon of some sort just in case. I want all bases covered and to not be exposed after secretly. But that's why we want no pics or videos. So at first he offered $6,500. We settled on $10,000. Basically, I'm asking, what do you guys think? Should we do it?
No.
Yes.
Terrible idea.
Yes.
All
Let's
right.
do it.
James, I'm going to let you be the, what do you think here?
For $10,000?
Yeah, well, yeah, what am I thinking?
You know his answer.
$10,000, that's a big chunk of change.
Yeah, it is.
It's a lot of video
games. $10,000's no joke.
A lot of cheesy gordita crunches.
So I got to be the tiebreaker here.
Yeah, so he's not doing it, huh?
No, you know what? $10,000's so much money for someone who's, like, this guy messaged us through Facebook. I saw his profile. I'm not saying that he's not doing well, but I think he could use the money.
Right.
You know, it would definitely probably be a big help for them. If he's got all this in writing and he's got some security and it's at a hotel.
Yeah. The only thing.
I don't know if sex deals hold up in court, no matter how well written out the deal
is. No, I'm not worried about it.
Yeah, yeah.
At least you get half the money up front.
I would assume he's going to get stiffed on the second half. That's why I said, I'm like, well, maybe you'll get half.
So maybe you get $5,000, unless the check bounces. You got to get cash.
Well, you get paid before you do it, like full in full.
Oh, you're saying don't accept that money.
When you show up there, you get the rest of the money.
That's a good point, Lisa.
Yeah,
you get the other $5,000 before any wieners get pulled out.
Yeah, exactly. So like, it's $5,000 for us to like agree to do this. And then when we show up, well, no, like it's just, hey, it's $10,000. You gave me $5,000 already.
Right.
And when I show up before anything happens,
really, you
I
just
get
take
paid
the $5,000 and not show up.
Right. So so this is it. I'm assuming that he's saying I'll pay you $5,000 when it happens and then I'll get you the other $5,000 later. No.
Or after.
None
maybe
of that.
Right after, but I would you have to get it all before.
Yeah, it's everything or nothing.
A great point. So 50% up front and 50% right there before anything starts.
Yeah, you make the security guard collect the $5,000 before he lets that guy into the room to watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you got your money and whatever happens in there, and then it's all just gravy. Man gravy.
Yep.
Lots of gravy.
And
then you just get the money, run out, and leave.
Yeah. Lisa's like Bonnie and Clyde.
Well, okay, because here's the thing.
Unless this guy you think
she
could kill you.
Me. This is the thing. If this guy is somehow some real rich, or even, you don't even have to be really rich, but just like never spent his money on anything, perv, you could set this up to be like a recurring thing and make a lot of money.
Yeah.
What's weird is what's he like? You're going to have to go through what he wants first before you fully agree to everything. Cause he wants to pick toys and stuff and what toy and who's getting the toy. And
that's,
we could blackmail him.
Lisa's devious. Jeez.
You're like a mobster.
She's like taking the money and running.
She's blackmailing. She's doing all sorts of crap.
I just see the perv showing up like, hey, I'm here for the sex show. And Lisa comes behind him with a knife.
I gotta make a note to myself to not ask Lisa for a sex date.
No, Lisa needs to be like a dirty business consultant. Like, you want to make sure
Well, sit down here for a second. So $10,000. Okay, first off, all up front. And when you get the money, you can do a couple things. You can either instantly kick him in the balls and run and steal his money. Or you can find out, like, what he does in real life, if he's married, if he has kids, and whether or not they want to, like, find out about his little sexual escapade. And then just have him pay you all the time. It's called blackmail.
Like, oh, hey, I'm glad you showed up, Bobo. And then a big dog comes and puts like a what is that? That,
oh yeah, chloroform
behind him. He wakes up. He's like, what's happening?
Well, he's definitely not doing any of that.
Yeah,
he wants.
No, none of that.
So,
yeah, because I'm assuming that the girl's going to be doing some stuff to the guy that the guy's not going to be totally comfortable with, but maybe he is.
No,
yeah.
No, he doesn't get to touch her or me.
Yeah, but he's got to order them with the toys.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, like the girl. So this guy's girl is going to end up banging this guy. The guy's just going to watch in the corner. Man. But I feel like there's going to be some pegging.
Someone
going
said,
on.
What if he makes her peg him? That's
what I'm thinking for 100%.
So he's got to be prepared to take it in the backside.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or else from his lady.
I think you'll get a heads up if the guy's like, you better bring a strap on.
Well, he gets to pick the toys, he said.
And the clothes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And honestly, some guys would do it for $10,000.
$10,000, you got my mind racing.
This guy's definitely after him, though.
Yeah. Oh, you think it's to do with the dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, usually.
Mm-hmm. He wants the guy.
Because you...
why wouldn't you just ask for him alone, then?
No, because that's how you get it. That's how. Well, it's harder, number one, but it's also how you get away with, in your mind, that you're not fully just
this
into
is
the
a
guy.
Manipulation, is what this is. You know, it's like a...
Well, yeah.
It's not like just straight up, hey, you show up. It's like, no. Yeah. You come with your partner.
Exactly.
It'll be just fine. I'll just watch.
Yeah, I'll just
and then it's,
tell you what to do and what to wear.
Yeah.
A bunch of listeners think, absolutely, for $10,000, how could you not do it? And then people are saying, make sure the bills aren't counterfeit. Put all the money in the safe before anything happens.
Well, yeah, if the bills don't feel right... Don't do anything.
First of all, you take that $5,000 you got up front, and you take that right to the bank, make sure everything's cool with it.
Who is the... Do they know who this person is, really?
They don't really... Did they say anything?
Like, just that I
they had have
an
any information
from a guy to watch me and my girlfriend go out.
Oh, he doesn't say, like...
He doesn't go in.
Maybe he knows, or...
Yeah, it's so...
You said you saw... Did they say how old they were? So judging from his profile, I would say probably early 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't list his age.
Yeah, it's a tough one. It is a tough one. It's a lot of money. I could get James to do a world of things with that kind of money.
$10,000? For $10,000? Yeah. You could get James to do anything for $10,000.
Anything. Almost anything. We'll go almost.
Well, almost anything.
I wouldn't kill a man for $10,000.
No.
Sexually, I mean.
He'd sexually kill you.
I definitely. Yes, I could murder something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Sexually murdered somebody.
I believe you could murder James's ass for $10,000.
Wow. Jesus, Dave.
I'm going to say I would definitely consider it.
Yeah, I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
He said, what'd you say? For $10,000, you really got my mind.
Mind racing.
Mind racing.
$10,000 goes quick.
Start to divide up like a monetary amount per pump.
So, as I'm the tiebreaker, I'll say, you know the risks. You know it's super risky. I understand the temptation, though, being, you know, you're in a tough spot with bills, and that's $10,000 for one night of sex. Mm. It's going to be super weird. You could be put in some really uncomfortable, compromising positions. Nope. You likely will have to do stuff you're not comfortable with if he gets to take charge. But as long as you're cool with all of that, and you've got a decent security guy outside the door, why not?
What I would be worried about is any kind of switcheroo, like a switcheroo with the money, a switcheroo with the expectations inside the room, you know, like any kind of switcheroo that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Like
a switcheroo clause in the contract.
There's a switcheroo like, oh, it's not just me. It's me and my friend that want to watch you. Any kind of switcheroo and deal is off and you lose half the money.
Bunch of people saying too, the couple should rent the room and check in first.
Oh, no doubt.
To make sure they're not going into his room.
Yes.
They have cameras and stuff already set up.
You have a camera and one of his shirt buttons.
Booby traps, like, anything.
So much security think of.
You'd have to pat him down for a wire.
If you don't know him very well, do a background check before. Find out what he's all about. Make sure he'll have the $10,000. Can this person have?
Oh, you want to look me up? Well, look under Buffalo.
Yeah.
Buffalo.
Bill.
Facebook. Yeah, you don't think you'll get a real name. Yeah, you won't get a real
Buffalo.
Name.
Yeah, you may not. Mm. Unless he knows Buffalo. The guy. He could know the guy. He doesn't go into detail about him, so we're not sure. But, is it super risky? 100%. But is that a lot of money for, on the surface, what appears to be not a big deal? It seems that way. Like Lisa said, you get that 50% up front, and then you get the other 50% before you start anything.
Yeah, and I really think everything needs to be spelled out. It can't just be like, all right, you guys start going at it. I'm going to call out commands. Mm. I mean, if you don't follow my command, then you lose the other half of your money, or you lose all your money and the deal is off, because it could get real weird real fast. And I expect it to.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to push for things that you don't want to do. He's going to find your...
Well, right, because he's paying a lot of money, so he wants some stuff.
He's going to find your...
Hopefully we get
limit.
An update and we never hear from him again and something happened to him.
I'm going to message him right now and
they're not going to ever get back to us.
Because we'll they're going to be dead. We'll
because
be
they're going to be millionaires with repeat business.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it could be that too.
No, they're going to be in a pit.
Okay.
I am shocked that James is not contacted by more Buffalo Bills.
Oh, I get a lot of...
You do get some stuff.
Yeah, the most recent message I got from somebody was a fantasy he had with me, the young Undertaker and John Cena. He wanted to just watch.
A young Undertaker.
Young Undertaker.
Go back in time.
I get plenty of strange.
You just never get offered $10,000.
No. Yeah.
That's what I mean. I'm surprised that a heavy hitter hasn't come up to the plate yet.
Well, you know, the day they do.
Oh, yeah. I know you will.
Because you'll be walking funny
when you see me. Yeah, you see me rolling in with a gold watch.
Hey, James, what happened? Where'd you go?
I got a new car.
I'm
rolling in with spinning rims.
He's kind of limping.
What's up with that pillow on your chair?
rough weekend, guys.
Oh,
but,
man.
Hey, let me show you my new Rolex.
Yeah. Holy cow.
We all know James Cash did.
Yep.
Okay, so I messaged him that he's got to give us an update after this or decide what they decide to do. But good luck, dude. Hope it works out.
Yeah, hope you're alive.
All right, the next one comes from, she puts right up front, she's anonymous, Pauline.
Okay.
She's a girl. She said, I'm in a pickle. I need some advice. I've been dating this girl for about 2 months now. Mm-hmm. Things are going great. She's honestly the best relationship I've ever had. Now, I have a huge pet peeve of germs, staying clean, etc. I've got high standards for myself. I often shower twice a day, brush my teeth after every meal, etc. Lately, though, I've been noticing little things about my girlfriend that are less than clean. Like bad breath.
Oof.
Body odor.
Nope.
Sometimes she'll just let her nose run and not wipe it.
Ew, like, gross.
The other night, when I went to kiss her goodbye, I leaned in for a kiss and noticed snot all over her upper lip.
Chipped boy.
Chuck, you all right over there? What are you doing, Chuck?
He's licking the snot off his upper lip.
Oh, goodness.
That's what he's doing.
Well, she said it was too late to pull away, so I ended up kissing her snot-covered mouth.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Chipped up away from
when she left, I almost vomited.
Mm.
Guys, she
says, you know what?
I really like her, and everything else about her is amazing.
That'd be the last time right
no,
there.
Yeah.
I mean, if I...
2 months in.
How do I sucking face and booger lips?
How do I appropriately give her the message she needs to clean up a bit? Love you all. Love the show.
It's so they've only known each other for 2 months.
Got
to tighten it up.
Tighten it up.
Yeah. Don't be gross.
Yeah, DBG.
I don't know how you handle that.
How do you tell a woman to get rid of her snot-covered face?
Here's the thing about people. People don't change.
Oh, so she's got to accept the snot.
She was always like this. She was just putting
she's
on
always
a
always like this
the first 2 months.
She's always like this. Listen, if you just let your nose
Who
run
does
down
that?
Your face,
I've never heard that.
A child. I've only seen a child do it.
Yep.
Not a grown lesbian.
You know, no. I've only seen a child do it. Have you ever seen in anywhere in life?
No, unless they're either challenged or children.
Right.
Yes.
The two C's.
Challenged and children.
That's it.
Yeah. No, you're right. I feel at that level of disgusting, you can just be like, hey, can you do something about your snotty lip? What are you?
Oh, because she kissed it.
Yeah, she should have said something right then.
Someone's saying, I'm wondering how dirty her lower bits are.
Well, that's just it. What are you?
She's bringing something to the table, guys.
If she just let snot run, she's letting everything go to hell, I think.
But don't you think she put on an act the first 2 months like she was clean?
Just like everybody.
Like every
would.
Couple does.
Yeah,
yeah, usually it's longer than 2 months.
Yeah.
Now she's like, okay, this is me.
Bye, Felicia!
Yeah.
Well, I think she really has feelings for her, so...
None of my feelings are that strong after 2 months.
No.
For her, it sounds like it is, though. Mm. She's head over heels for this girl, except for the snot and dirt.
Well, this is what's crazy. She's like, this is the best thing I've ever had, and it's awful, guys. Snotty nose chick is awful.
Right.
That's terrible. But go find someone else.
For her, it's the best she's found.
I know.
So what does she do?
So she must...
She just sit down and say, listen, I'm not into the...
Well, you can. This is the thing. Like, you could sit down with me, sit me right down... And be like, I would really like you to pick up after yourself and put your underwear in the hamper, not just on the bathroom floor. It doesn't matter. And maybe for a couple days, I'm like, oh, yeah, I gotta remember to do that. But then I'm just going to be me.
Yeah.
Someone
then
said,
I'm just going to be me.
2 months in lesbian time, 2 months is like 2 years.
Huh. Well,
So have the talk with her, but
don't expect anything.
Don't expect
to change.
It may change again for a little bit, but this is who she is. So if you don't think you'll be able to accept this in the long run, then you're probably wasting your time.
Here's the best bet. Don't even have a conversation. It's going to happen again. When you notice it and she like goes to kiss you, make a big deal of it.
Right. Oh, God, I can't kiss
like,
your snot-covered face.
No, you got snot all over yourself. Like, she should have done that right away.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what always happens to people. Like, something really crazy happens and you let it happen. And then all of a sudden you feel weird. Like, oh, I should have stopped it, but I didn't. And now I have to have a conversation. No, when someone has snot all over their face and they try to kiss you, you just say... No,
preach.
But like you said, it won't matter. She's just who she is. Cleanliness.
That'll come back in. All right. Although she may tighten it up for a bit, she'll eventually lose it.
And that's what I'm saying. I don't think there's any. I think as great as she thinks this is, it's not for her.
Yeah.
This snot girl will find another snot person, and they will snot kiss until the cows
Someone
come
said
home.
She's snot the one.
She's not the one.
No, not the one. So good luck to you guys. Let us know what you decide to do. One more email here. This is a concerned woman, I think. She said, hey, guys, please keep me anonymous. My boyfriend and I were in the 69 position.
Quite a good one.
And things were going normal. Until I opened my eyes and saw that my boyfriend's balls were gone. I'm not exaggerating. There was literally just an empty sack with nothing inside.
Well, yeah, that's because he was about to...
I freaked out and jumped off because I'd never seen anything like it before in my life.
Do girls not realize that they go up?
When I pointed it out to him, he then freaked out and adjusted, and they were back to normal. Neither of us thought this was possible, though. Instantly, I thought of your show and was wondering, has this ever happened to anyone else before?
It is what your boys do right before they are about to do their job.
Yes. Okay, some may go, some may do more than others. Some may retract further than others.
That's what I'm assuming.
Right?
Yeah.
But they are
inside.
I have to be honest, I don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
Lisa, what do you know about it?
The ball I don't know Lisa, what happens during that moment. I'm not really paying attention to that.
Oh, okay, well, here's the thing. This
Let's
is
look
why
at the balls right now.
That's the first I've heard of it.
They say that a girl, to like prolong a guy's time, mm-hmm. can prevent that from happening by almost doing like
pinching him off,
like above the guys.
Uh huh.
Grabbing.
Really? God, you gotta really know what you're doing there.
And not sure do.
Yes. You need a professional. No amateur.
Well, oh boy.
You're not milking a cow.
Nope.
No, okay,
no.
It's not a
No, don't you tell
it's
don't
not
you
that.
Tell
no,
us.
No, not no. That.
Oh. And make sure you're above. Gotta be above them.
Gotta be above. Mm. And they say that if you apply pressure and just don't allow them to go, then a guy can
What's interesting is he didn't know. What
well, no, because why would guys know?
He's not looking at it. He's not up close with it.
Yeah, he didn't.
It was right in her face.
Yeah. Like, I've never seen what my balls do.
No, me neither.
Oh, yeah, no.
I don't know, but
especially
I do know that they
said
go
you
up.
Know.
Well, I know because I know the science of it, but I don't. I've never been like,
never
what
witnessed
are
it?
They doing down here? Look at them!
Yeah.
You know,
you
it's hard
if
for me to see mine.
If she'd have said, hey, this happened, you could explain it? Because he seemed freaked out.
But he doesn't know the science.
Right.
No, he just was like, what do you mean they're gone? Yeah. You know, like,
where'd my balls go?
He's a big dummy, so.
That would be rude.
Well. You should know your body.
Huh.
It's just a weird thing.
Funny that she just,
yeah.
There's your balls.
Wow, it's like a, like a deflated jump house down here.
Yeah. It's like a sack of skin just.
We lost your balls.
But yeah,
don't worry, they'll be back.
It's normal.
They were just there. They didn't walk away.
No.
There's no reason to freak
don't
out.
Stop. And they shall they'll return. Be back. They'll they be don't back. Stop.
Yeah, he was just ready to.
He was getting closer.
Geyser.
He was getting closer, and then you scared him, and they dropped right down because it's like end of fun times.
Well, he thought his balls were gone.
Yeah,
scare any man. So there you go. There's a little bit of sex ed for you. Maybe his go up further than others. Perhaps that was your first 69. Who knows where we are in life with you?
Yeah.
Perhaps that was your first.
At least now she knows she has a sign of when it's about to happen.
Yeah. Batten down the hatches.
Yeah.
The balls are gone. Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo!
First disappearing balls are always the hardest.
So true.
They really are.
So
they
true.
Really are.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.